WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden opening a day of meetings in Germany, where he was awarded with the highest honor the German government gives individuals for public service. As he accepted the Order of Merit, he touted the U.S.-Germany alliance, and he also referenced the war in Ukraine.
We must sustain our support. In my view, we must keep going until Ukraine wins a just and durable peace.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports that South Korean intelligence says North Korea has deployed 12,000 troops to support Russia in the war. Michigan, the destination today for both presidential candidates, Vice President Harris, former President Trump, have events around the state. Still no response from Hamas after Israel announced that it killed the Hamas top leader, Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. And the Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. This is ABC News. The investigation's underway into the death of singer Liam Payne. The former One Direction member was found dead after falling from a hotel balcony this week in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Toxicology reports are pending as authorities examine whether the 31-year-old committed suicide.
There was apparently a pattern of kind of erratic behavior, so much so that some employees, including a manager at the hotel, had called emergency services to try to get some help, that they were concerned that Liam Payne was acting in a way that they believed he might be a danger to himself.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault on our podcast Start Here. The Los Angeles Dodgers one win away from the World Series after trouncing the Mets 10-2 in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. And in the American League, the Cleveland Guardians were one out away from going down 3-0, but came back to force extra innings and prevailed 7-5. Game 4 of that series tonight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players, like A.J. Johnson, to get in some playing time with their veterans.
I look at A.J. Johnson. He struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. You just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season opener is next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. Rutgers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what is he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. You know, he's been successful for a long time. So we're glad we got him right now.
That's Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from E-Bob's World wraps up with a week in review, The Lighter Side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. And hello,
hello.
Good
I'm
morning.
Shouting above the
what
music.
Are you yelling
I'm
about?
Trying to get above the music.
You have to climb it. That's how you get above it.
Climb it.
Man.
Climb it. Really?
All
good
right.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning to you on your last day of the morning show here.
Yeah.
See you later, man.
Oh, well.
Hit the bricks.
It's been nice knowing you.
How many goodbyes have you two had in your professional experience? Yeah.
Well, it's temporary, just in case anybody wants to know.
Yeah.
You'll be back Tuesday, right?
A couple of days. Might have to take 2 or 3 days off, but yeah.
Yeah.
Major brain surgery.
Robotic surgery. He's sitting over here thinking, oh, robotics. I don't know if I'm going to trust that.
Yeah.
I trust that more than somebody, you know, with their shaky
it's
hands.
Better than an ice pick lobotomy.
Oh.
There you
I
go.
Hope so.
That's the old mobster technique.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, but way back when, that's what they did, right? In the mental institutions.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They used an ice pick.
Man.
Up your nose, and that was it.
Okay, well, we're off to a great start this morning. It's Friday, 7 minutes past the hour. It's going to be a nice day.
It is? Have you checked?
I have checked, actually. It's clear outside. It's 45 degrees. Mm-hmm. Still cool.
Yeah.
But it's going to warm up nicely, I believe. If there were only a way that we could check that out, see what the high temperature, a unique way.
I wish the computers were able to do something like this.
Mm. Well, let's ask the computer.
What do you think?
What's the high temperature in Madison? Computer, what's the high temperature in Madison, Wisconsin today?
You can expect a high of 71 degrees Fahrenheit.
71? Okay. Well, let's check the...
Fahrenheit?
What, do you want it in Celsius?
No, I'm just saying, why not just give us the temperature? We can set Fahrenheit or Celsius on our app, so we don't necessarily
be reminded
of it.
I'd sure be worried if the high temperature was 71 degrees Celsius.
We set it in our app. There it sits, and then, you know, this just tells us what the temperature is. It doesn't have to say.
Gordy, what else do you want to check to verify?
I want to check the slot machine. We haven't done that for a long time. Right. We still have the one-arm bandit?
I guess I'm just rambling.
Round and round. Okay, it has three digits. First one's 0. The second one is 6. And the last one was 8. So we're saying 68, but the computer said it was 71.
That's pretty close.
All right.
I have a feeling it's going to be warm. You know, those little Asian beetles, man.
Yeah.
They were all over for a while until this cold weather snapped. I'm glad that's all over.
Yeah.
You know, listening to Schwabe on the way in, he was talking about mobsters and all of that stuff, out Vegas, how it started.
Yeah, he seems to be well connected with all that.
Yeah, funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, but they were talking about being in the casinos where they inject oxygen into the room to make you feel loopy and gamble.
And keep you wide awake.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, they have, through the speaker system, they have this cash payout sound effect.
Oh, sure.
That they run constantly, making it seem like people are winning like crazy in there.
They still do that.
Yeah.
All the casinos, yeah.
So they do it up in...
all the casinos.
All the casinos.
Oh, yeah. They always have the, all that, you know, all the bells and whistles going big time. Yeah.
Pretty deceptive. I would be, I just want to make people aware of that the next time they go to the casino.
Yeah. Well, you're providing an important public service.
Hey, look, I'm not against the casinos as much as I used to be.
John,
my mom went to the casinos all the time.
You should become a life coach.
Really?
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
All right. Well, see?
Okay.
I have another occupation I can get into yet.
So your mom went to the casinos a lot?
Yeah, she really? Spent a lot of money there, but she won an awful lot of money as well.
Yeah, that's like my sister. She goes once or twice a week.
Oh, yeah. That's
she does pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The thing here is that I was against it because it was just filled with cigarette smoke. This was
not
at
anymore.
A time before they banned smoking indoors. But it was pretty awful.
It's still legal in Wisconsin because they're run by tribes, I believe, to smoke indoors. Isn't that true or no?
I don't know if they have. That
is true, but I know that
I
after
think they've reformed that
after the pandemic. I know they. I know the one up in the Dells, the Ho-Chunk they got rid of smoking after the pandemic, and they rearranged everything.
I've never actually been to a casino. Not
what?
Yet.
Come on.
Is it that surprising?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I don't know.
He's so innocent. That's why
we should go.
That's
we
why
go
he was afraid of the one-armed bandit.
Really?
Calling out of the weather forecast because he wasn't sure what was going to happen.
Yeah. You know?
And
we get
a payout every time we use it. You should be happy.
Maybe I should use it more often.
Yes,
you're right.
Maybe.
All right. Well, let's check the national day calendar for today.
All right.
You know, here
Did
it
you
is.
Come
Friday.
Up with some fake one this time, or are you just going to give us all real ones?
Why don't you come up with a fake one?
I don't think. You know what? I'm.
It's not your job.
In,
I get it.
I'm filling in next week.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm going to have to do something like that, but I'm not going to come up with a fake one.
Okay. Here we go. Is it or is it not National Whole Hog Barbecue Day? Is it National Seafood Bisque Day? How about National Sweetest Day? Or National Kentucky Day? One more, National No Beard Day. Oh, and one more, National Eyeglasses Day.
Are you want to tell a story about your eyeglasses?
No.
Is that why you're bringing this up?
What day is it? Not.
That one.
You got it.
All right. Tell us about your glasses.
No, I don't have any story about
you
my glasses.
You just got new glasses.
I
don't know. No one knows that.
A couple
that.
Of weeks ago.
I mean,
that was a while ago at this point.
They're almost invisible.
Gordy, are you looking at the right day? Because none of those sound familiar to me.
Wait a second. Is it? Today's the 18th, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's today.
Oh, I guess I'm wrong then.
You must
Wait
have been
a second.
Looking at
I wonder
the wrong
if
day.
I flipped it. I did. You know what? You're right. Let's start over.
Start over.
Start over. Is it or is it not? International Legging Day? Is it or is it not National No Beard Day? Is it National Chocolate Cupcake Day?
You can't.
Or is it?
Is it not anymore?
Is it or is it not Eyeglasses Day? Okay.
All right.
Which one is it now?
It's not eyeglasses day.
Well, guess what? You're right again. See, you got two shiny new times.
Yeah.
It is International Legging Day. You know, leggings, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're like.
Is that like leg warmers?
Yes.
Way back when, I bought leg warmers because everybody was wearing them. I thought they looked.
Like the fuzzy things you wear around your ankles? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, up your calf. Yeah. All the way up your. Up to your
up
knee.
Up to your
basically.
Thigh.
Yeah, it was really cool. Oh, yeah. In fact, I think it went over your knee a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that was cool looking.
Well, it's International Legging Day, not just a national day. It's an International Legging Day every October 18th because the temperatures drop in the fall and officially it's legging season. Once a necessity provided an added layer of warmth, the legging is now an iconic style combining comfort and fashion. Leggings truly set a trend in the 1950s and 60s as standard wardrobe pieces and work workout essentials.
I got to say, I mean, really, yeah, seriously.
I know, it's stupid.
I mean, who feels cold on their calves? No one.
I don't know.
No one feels like that's the cold part of your body when you go out into, you know, cold weather.
We've been, sold a bill of goods. I think it's just a marketing scam for the legging industry.
That's all it was, but it was they looked really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today is National No Beard Day. You know anybody with a beard around here? It's time to shave. Hmm. National No Beard Day celebrates the clean shaven among us. I shaved off my goatee a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. See? Yeah. You can see that on the camera right there.
Okay.
I mean, if you're watching on X while you're driving to work with Bluetooth going into your speakers of your car, then you're doing what the family show has asked you to do.
John, you should write up a very specific how-to guide that we can send out to people there for how to do this.
Yeah, see how easy it is to drive and watch us at the same time.
It's easy to do. National Beard Day, No Beard Day. Whether you have had a beard for years or relatively new, or if it's relatively new to you, this is the day to shave it off and go smooth, okay? Perhaps your partner doesn't like your beard. This would be a good day to shave it off. Or you just haven't shaved it off for years. No Beard Day is a day to see what you would look like without it. Okay, this is
that just
another
seems
dumb
really
day.
Weird.
National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Who doesn't love a chocolate cupcake?
I know.
Oh, boy. Celebrate the sweetness of small chocolate
cakes.
Well,
you can buy
too many
chocolate cupcakes at Costco. You know, you have to buy two packages to get this $8 deal.
Okay.
So you're buying, like, 12 cupcakes, and they're delicious as hell.
Sure.
But you can't possibly blow through them unless, you know, you want to die early from too much sugar.
Yeah.
But, it's
okay.
Great cupcakes.
Enjoy those cupcakes today.
I live at Costco.
What's happening in the history
books,
Sam?
About it.
Boy, am I.
Open it up.
Boy,
Come
am
on.
I glad you asked.
Okay.
All right, me
we got
too.
A lot of really good ones.
All right.
Do we?
I don't know
what I picked yesterday. let's see. Oh, the very first American trade union was established today in the colonial era. In 1648, the Boston Shoemakers banded together to form that union.
All right. Where are they now?
The Boston Shoemakers?
Probably in Boston.
Yeah, you think so?
1648.
I haven't heard anything from the Shoemakers. Who have they endorsed this year?
How many shoemakers do you think were in Boston in 1648?
Well,
pretty early.
Apparently a lot of them.
Yeah, enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Today in 1867, Alaska officially became the property of the United States. What a stupid decision they thought that was at the time.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
They bought it from Russia, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I heard there's an attempt by Russia to get it back.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well,
they're still
they want
it.
All the oil in there or something,
they're
right?
They're still thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
What else happened on this
Let's
date?
See. Today in 1892, AT&T opens its first long-distance phone line.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a thing even before my time. I don't know if I've ever made a call on a actual hardwired phone line.
Oh, yeah.
Especially long distance.
Yeah. Wow.
Used to cost a lot of money.
I still run into people with the hard lines, the dial phones. Yeah.
Right.
Push-button phones.
But
some.
Long distance. That's
a long distance.
Thing in the past.
Well, long distance. Yeah. I know. It was recent, very recent, that we had long-distance calls to Oregon, Wisconsin.
yeah, just down the road.
Just down the road.
Long distance.
5 cents a minute. I remember that.
Jeez.
My wife's parents lived down there.
5 cents
and
a minute.
And from Middleton to Oregon, we had to pay 5 cents a minute.
All right. We'll get back to more of the history books with Sam and more of the John and Gordy Show in just a moment. Keep it here on 92.7 WMDX.
Go, Danny, go, 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 Danny, go, go.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila. You got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Is your
your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do.
92.7 WMDX. Chuck Berry. And John and Gordy, the early morning family show.
We're rocking and rolling this morning. Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful day, near 68.
Back in 1926, Chuck Berry was born.
That's right.
Yeah.
How long ago did he die? Was it 2017, 18?
Computer, when did Chuck Berry die?
Chuck Berry died on the 18th of March, 2017, at the age of 90 years.
90?
Okay, yeah, so he didn't quite get to his first.
Sam, what do you got for us here?
What else do I got?
In the history
books.
Let's
take a look, see.
There must be one other or two other people to celebrate their birthdays with.
That's right. Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka.
I was asking Catherine about this guy yesterday, because I know he's famous, because he was a coach.
He was a player too.
Really?
Oh yes.
Man. Well, shows you how much I know. But I was going to say the only reason that I know him is from a State Farm commercial.
State Farm.
Yeah, he made a cameo in a State Farm commercial, and then they made a bit out of it. And I was like, "Who is this guy?" My dad told me who he was. Yeah.
What was the bit on Saturday Night Live they did?
Well, SNL had a skit with Ditka, and they all had mustaches like Mike Ditka.
Yeah, exactly.
They sat around drinking beer.
I can't remember. It was a takeoff on another talk show they had in Chicago, Sports Writers.
Oh, Sports Writers on TV.
Yeah.
It was John Roach produced that, wrote that.
Yeah. And it was a fun bit.
Yeah.
Chris Farley was great on that thing. Way too many ribs. Way too many.
It was a good bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Ditka was a great football player, along with Butkus.
Mike Ditka. And then, of course, rom-com actor Zac Efron.
Rom-com. Well, I know him from High School Musical. He's been in a ton of other things since then. But
yeah.
Yes.
Born in 1987. Yes. Just a young kid.
Okay. Okay. That's it for the history books.
Is it?
That's it.
I think so. Wow. Right? Okay.
All right.
We get into
it. So we're done now.
That's our show. Wait.
Time to sign off the air. the station down.
A little bit later on, Rocker will be in the studio with Max Inc. preview for the weekend.
Well, a little preview after 7 o'clock. We've got a very special guest in the studio.
Sarah Kieska.
Yes.
Kieski.
And
she's running for the 14th district.
Yep, in the Senate, and we'll see what she has to offer. Sounds pretty good, though, I have to say. I looked her up yesterday. I looked up some of the details, and we'll ask her about her platform necessarily. And we've got a song from Chad. No, it's not a song. I'm sorry. It's a bit from Chad Vader. He's back again. You know, he's legendary in the Madison area. In fact, on YouTube, Chad Vader is back again. And this time he's taking command of the voting stations.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
You know what else is happening sometime today? The U.S. Senate debate. We're going to have that on Civic Media, right?
Yes.
We're going to broadcast the 2024 U.S. Senate debate between Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde. And you can tune in for special pre-debate coverage from Civic Media News and the political team, and then listen to the debate right here on Civic Media, presented by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Foundation.
The journal,
you know, doesn't have the time here.
The Journal Sentinel says that the debate begins at 7 p.m.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Okay. Good.
Be nice to have that on our little. You want to write that just to help everybody else out?
Thank you. Okay. We're good.
We're covering that. Here's the thing, and what makes me nervous about this debate is is what happened with Russ Feingold and Ron Johnson.
What happened in that debate?
Because they had a couple of debates, and Ron Johnson lost each of those debates handily. Absolutely lost them. Had nothing to contribute whatsoever, and Russ Feingold had everything to say about all different policies and what they planned to do, and Ron Johnson won each of those elections that he won. They had debates for a couple of them with Russ Feingold, and Russ Feingold won them, but he lost the election both times.
So you're saying the person with the most information and the good debating skills is a loser?
Ain't a shoo-in. And really? That's what makes me nervous about this, because this time Eric Hovde is such a bad candidate. So horrible, such a horrible, despicable person who doesn't even live in the goddamn state. I mean, this guy is really bad, and now they're going to have a debate, and it's not a shoo-in. I know Tammy's just going to wipe the floor with him. I mean, she's done so much for Wisconsin. He doesn't even know what's going on in Wisconsin. And he's got, as you know, and I've talked about this before, he's got a platform from 1980, you know? I don't know what, he hasn't updated any of the talking points we used to use in 1980, and that's why I call him stand-up comedian, because why would you,
see, unfortunately,
you have to be joking.
See, unfortunately, there's quite a lot of people out there that would be very happy with the platform from 1980 that he's running on.
Yeah, that's right, the MAGAs. Well, they want to go back to the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a 60s that never existed.
So, yeah, right.
What the hell?
Our coverage actually begins at 6:45, this just in. Just wanted to update that. So,
all right.
So we know.
You
know the rest of the story.
Just pull that out of the hair?
No, I got that off of a text. Catherine sent that.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn, is she listening again?
I know.
What is that?
What do you want to do? Hack into her phone and make it so she can't listen?
Can you work on that?
I'll do my best. We'll workshop it.
She's working on a list of bad and good, you know.
The naughty and nice list.
Yes, the naughty and nice list.
By the way, it was great last night at the night market.
Yes. Yeah, that
Catherine
was
there. She was dressed as Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes. Looked just like her.
Got a photograph that proves it. And you had your Spider-Man costume on.
Man.
And Sam was dressed as Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Some guy came up and just loved his costume.
Yeah. A couple people, yeah. I had a couple people want to take pictures with me. It was kind of funny.
It was funny, yeah. So thanks for everybody who stopped by the booth last night at the night market, last one of the season.
Yeah, that was too bad. I mean, it was great, you know, great weather for it.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
All right. What have we got coming up around the corner, John?
Have we posted pictures of that, or costumes?
We should.
I believe Catherine did a little bit.
Idiocracy is next on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX. Yeah.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
So milk production in the United States has remained pretty much flat this year. Our cow herd not growing nearly as quickly as we'd like. But yet 4 mega cheese processing plants all coming online in the next few weeks. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So if those cheese plants can find the milk, is that cheese already purchased? We'll investigate next.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of Producer Technologies at EverAg, says that's a good question. Is all the cheese that these mega plants will be producing already spoken for, or is it something that's going to hit the marketplace hard?
If you're building a brand new cheese plant environment like this, you would think it's on contract. So I think we kind of assume it's on contract. Whether it's truly an export order or whatnot, I think remains to be seen, which still kind of is what surrounds some of these new plants with risk, right? Like, we just don't know for sure, Pam. It's a good question. And one right now we view that just has some risk to it because we really just don't know if all that cheese is spoken for.
Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of Producer Services with EverAg, he said the other thing we have to keep in mind is where is the milk coming from to fuel that cheese production? And he said, in reality, where they're located, there's not enough milk to fuel the plants. So it's going to come from outside of their region, maybe as far away as Wisconsin. Markets are next.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Barrel cheese was up 8 cents yesterday at $2.01. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and three quarters to $1.92.5. Double A butter was up 4.5, $2.68 on Thursday. The November Class 3 milk is up 20 cents this morning, $21.66 going to cheese. Corn for December is up a penny at $4.08. November beans are up 2 at $9.91. December wheat right now up 4 at $5.93 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on markets for Friday. I'm PM Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Right?
You or me?
Is he saying that to us? Because
I'm not sure.
We talk about this awful lot.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the John and Gordy Show. It is 6:35, 92.7 WMDX. Nice day ahead of us. High near 68. All right. Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. A big deal here. This happened, and it's a little too late. But we appreciate the fact that when somebody does something wrong, they're willing to admit it.
And who are you talking about?
The former chief marketer for NBC apologizes to the American people for giving us Donald Trump by helping sell the apprentice myth to the American people. This is humiliating for megas now. He said, "I want to apologize to America. I helped create a monster," writes John Miller in a piece entitled, "We Created a Monster. Trump was a TV fantasy invented for The Apprentice." And
well,
he's mentioned this in a U.S. News and World Report.
Wow.
Yeah? I mean, I saw the movie The Apprentice, and Roy Cohn, of course, made Trump into his image, essentially. And Trump has taken what he learned from Roy Cohn. He has taken it to the extreme at this point, as we're watching him, you know, lie constantly and say ridiculous things, never backing down from obvious wrongs. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this guy goes on to say, "For nearly 25 years, I led marketing for NBC, and I led the team that marketed The Apprentice, the reality show that made Donald Trump a household name outside of New York City, where he was better known for overextending his empire and appearing in celebrity gossip columns." He goes on to state that his team created the narrative that Trump was a super successful businessman who lived like royalty, which was substantial exaggeration, he claims now anyway, that created a false narrative by making him seem more successful than he was.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. You know,
yeah.
Apologized. Well, you should have apologized 15 years ago.
Here's a guy who actually went bankrupt having casinos.
Yes.
And, you know, so I was listening to Schwab on the way in. Apparently, this casinos can manufacture a win or a loss for the casino.
Sure.
They can raise it up or down anytime they want. And this guy went bankrupt with casinos in Atlantic City.
Almost impossible to do, but he did it.
It has to be impossible to do.
Yeah.
My God. Oh.
You like that movie, though, right?
The movie is fantastic. I recommend anybody to go out and see this thing. It is really. And now when I look at what Donald Trump is saying and doing, I think of the movie at the end point of that movie and now what he is doing. It is just, it really does make sense. The movie is right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it says here, the imposing boardroom where he famously fired contestants was a set. Because his real boardroom was too old and shabby for TV. 14 seasons of this crap.
Well, you knew it was a set. I mean,
did you?
TV?
Well, they made it seem like it wasn't. And I never watched the show.
Okay, so at the end of the show, usually at the end of the season, the set would actually peel apart at the end when they finally had a winner. The walls would move out.
Oh, they did.
And they went to another set.
Oh.
And, you know, crowned the winner or whatever they did.
All right.
You know, they won the prize.
In a section that is certain to bruise Trump's ego, Miller states that He was the perfect choice for the show because more successful CEOs were too busy to get involved in reality TV and didn't want to hire random game show winners onto their executive teams.
That's going to bruise Don's ego a lot.
Meanwhile, Trump had no concerns and plenty of time for filming. The thing is, he was really not a businessman, a good businessman in any way, shape, or form. He didn't have a corporation, and he didn't have to answer to CEOs and boardrooms and the stock market. He didn't have to do any of that stuff.
He was really good at branding, you know, and selling that brand.
Yeah. Well, just, not even good at that.
Well, but using that Trump name to get other people to buy into whatever they were trying to sell, you know, cigars or bottles of wine or, you know, whatever the
and the cool thing is, he doesn't have to worry about a product to sell anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have to worry about selling a bad wine or rotten meat or colleges that rip students off.
Yeah, Trump University.
All of that stuff, he doesn't have to do that anymore. No. Now he's got the mega suckers out there that will buy all the crap that he's putting out there constantly. You know, he's got a second card now.
Yeah.
That you can purchase about the second attempted assassination. I think it was the golf course thing.
Okay.
So,
how many $100,000 watches has he sold? Yeah. I wonder. Again, they're actually made.
It's a money laundering. It's a money laundering scheme where he can get huge amounts of money from foreigners who supposedly order these watches, and there's no promise that they should ever get the watch.
Yeah.
So it's just a way to funnel money into his pockets, influence peddling, basically.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy is apologizing now. Well, thank you very much. God, I want to slash my wrists. He said, I discovered in my interactions with him over the years that he is manipulative, yet extraordinarily easy to manipulate. He has an unfillable compliment hole. No amount is too much. Flatter him, and he is compliant. World leaders, including apparently Russian strongman Vladimir Putin and North Korean dictator, they've all found that to be true. And Miller calls Trump remarkably thin-skinned and describes his adversarial relationship with the show. The future president would claim that the show was number one in the ratings, even when the numbers refuted that claim.
And who was the producer that put all that together? Mark something. Anyway, big-time Hollywood producer.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently, they had a lot of tape of, you know, off when they were taping the show. They had a lot of bloopers or, you know, just extra tape that they signed some sort of agreement. Those could never be shown. Those were private property. And never be shown.
It's amazing that anybody signed anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Where he was swearing and using racially charged language, all of that.
Used the N-word a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever see those tapes.
Apparently. No one will see those tapes anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got another story here. Oh, but, okay. You know, I just throw this into the vat. And it's an admission from Fox News that they made a
huge screwed up.
Well, yeah.
Or did they?
Well,
I don't think they knew exactly what they were doing. That edited tape about the enemy within, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It is the enemy within.
Yeah. So the tape that Brett Baer used, now he's apologizing
for. Yes. Yes, and we'll have that cut just a few moments here, but I want to get to this.
Okay,
Brett. Okay, this is what happened. Okay. You know, they had analysis after questioning Kamala Harris. Okay, and they were talking about it, and Brett Baer was on there talking about, you know, having to rush her off, and he gave the impression that it was Kamala's team. That asked her to leave, you know, because they thought maybe she was saying too much or getting in trouble with what she was saying. And that was the impression that everybody got.
Right.
But it's not what happened.
What happened?
The Brett Baer is saying Kamala was late on the set and that his production team cut the interview short because they had to go on the air in that half hour. So that was the whole thing. They rushed her off.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole interview, which was just a... She is really good, and she nailed it every damn time, every question.
Yeah.
And, of course, the spin out there in the mega world is that she was a disaster, and this is it. This is tanking her chances to become president of the United States, all right? But you could see at the very end of the interview, she said, well, we haven't even talked about housing
right,
or jobs or manufacturing or – and, you know, yeah. she had
she
this
listed
list.
A, yeah, a number of
And Bear
issues.
Cut her off
yeah.
and said, well, we've got to go.
Yeah, we don't have any time. Yeah. By the way, we're getting a text here. Mark Burnett was that producer.
Oh, yes, Mark
that
Burnett.
Big, big-time TV producer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the impression that, you know, she was – her team was trying to get her to, you know – move yeah. on, but it was not. It was all,
right.
all Fox News.
Why don't we? Do you have that cut? Cut 137. Let's hear Brett Baer on this thing.
Okay.
All right.
Harold, I did make a mistake, and I want to say that mistake. When I called for a soundbite, I was expecting a piece of the enemy from within from Maria Bartiromo's interview to be tied to the piece from your town hall, Harris, where you asked the former president about the enemy from within. It just had the piece about the town hall. And just take a listen to what I meant to roll.
I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within.
Ah, there it is.
Not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military. They were saying I was like threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest gangster. No, it's true. Think of it. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
I brag about
My
that.
My point was is that we asked him the question about that sentence and what he was trying to mean.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Sure.
You wonder if he was even aware of what was going on or whether it was intentional. And he had to come out and at least admit that they made an error. Made a big mistake, and she called him out on it.
Right on, yeah. During the interview.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the spin machine wouldn't stop spinning in regards to how bad she was, and she didn't answer any of the questions, which, by the way, she did point blank answer those questions.
Yes, absolutely.
And handled them well, and actually disputed everything that Bear was talking about. And this is what I noticed after watching the entire interview. Every question dealt with something that the right-wing MAGAs are talking about and are outraged about.
Mm-hmm.
Those questions did not, again, talk about housing or manufacturing or anything else that the agenda is set for the Kamala Harris campaign. So it just dealt with all the rumor mills, all the false narratives, all the stories they're telling on the right.
Right.
That's the basis for every question he asked Harris in that interview. It was just really, really just a disaster for Fox. But it was a big win for MAGA.
Yeah, and 8 million people were watching that interview. So
yeah.
Hopefully that came out and people paid attention to it.
It was big. It got a lot of ratings.
Huge numbers.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that, too, in just a few minutes, actually.
Good deal. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You know, you've heard of Verlo Mattress, right?
I have.
Yeah. They're here in Madison.
Somebody was talking about it constantly.
You can sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo Mattress. Available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com.
How big can you dream on a Verlo Mattress?
You can dream as big as you want to dream. Yeah. It's amazing. And you'll sleep better, too. And again, if you buy a mattress today, and you contact me, I'll be happy to come over to your house and sleep on that mattress for you just to break it in for, you know, a short nap or a couple hours, whatever you want.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Just let me.
You know, Catherine here says, not VP. Did we say something?
Harris, Vice President.
I don't know.
Harris.
All right.
I'm not sure either. Okay.
Give us more context here.
Okay. What's coming up?
Yeah, well, we've got a lot coming up. We're going to play something from Chad Vader. He's out there talking about voting. That's the whole point. You know, the state has put this guy in charge of voting. So that should be fun, right?
Yes.
And we'll talk about Trump again.
And Sarah Kieski will be our guest in the 7 o'clock hour, running for the 14th District.
And the Harris ratings for the interview on Fox.
Keep it here, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. October 19th, don't miss the fundraiser for Beaver Dam's Community Library Renovation Project, a costume contest and raffles from 5 to 8 p.m. And October 26th, it's Beaver Dam's Fall Downtown Fest. Trick-or-treat, casket races, a monster bar crawl. Plus, after the casket races, enjoy live music by Noah James Hittner at Ooga. Ooga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, there's been some chatter about the economy and how it's getting a little stronger these days. Gasoline has just started to dip below $3 a gallon in much of the South and Midwest. It's just over $3 in Wisconsin. And its cost is nearing a three-year low nationally. Grocery prices that were spiking during the pandemic are not climbing in the same way, finally. Mortgage rates are down more than a percentage point from where they were recently. And the overall inflation rate has returned to normal levels. And that recent Fed rate cut is a sign that the government expects inflation to stay down. I love hearing about that Fed rate cut because it means that there's lower mortgage rates, there's lower car loan rates, and hopefully there's some lower credit card interest rates. Wahoo! For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Yeehaw. 92.7 FM.
Why are you playing banjo music? Yeah,
I think you this just... is a good song.
That's it.
Deliverance?
No,
I haven't seen Deliverance. I know it's in the movie.
Yeah,
it's a kind of
you should watch
weird,
the movie
messed
sometime.
Up movie, but
yeah,
I wanted to be just like that guy, and I played a 5-string banjo, and it was my inspiration.
Do you know why I gave you that banjo, John?
Why did you do that?
Because I hate banjo music.
Oh, no.
And I bought that banjo, you know, at a garage sale. Yeah. It was just sitting there, and it was really cheap.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, I'll buy that and maybe fix it up a little bit and turn around and sell it. Or, you know, maybe I'll take to the banjo and actually enjoy it. But
did you hate banjo music by that time or not?
Well, I kind of had a dislike for it, but I thought, well, maybe I should, you know, open up my mind a little bit and accept banjo music for what it is.
And you didn't.
And I didn't. And I didn't like it. I still didn't like it. In fact, I hate it even more. But, you know, every time, you know, Sam wants to get under my skin, he plays banjo music.
I'll be sure to
makes
find.
Me irritated.
I'll be sure to find some more.
Make
for
a
you.
Mental okay. note of that.
Yeah. Don't play any more banjo music today, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Did you ever get
it gets
a,
under my skin.
Did you ever learn any finger picking patterns for the banjo?
Well, sure, because that's it's a guitar banjo.
Yeah.
It's a 6-string banjo.
And you do finger picking.
It's the same as a guitar on that particular instrument that I donated
I know,
to you.
I know, but yeah.
Have you learned anything? You've never even touched it. You haven't played it at all.
I've looked at it. Look, I've looked at my guitars, which I meant to finally perfect. then we got the morning show,
well,
which now
those
guitars are gathering dust.
I've offered to give you a few lessons, but, you know, that's...
Yeah. Yep.
You're not going to do it anyway, so why bother?
All right, let's get to Chad Vader. He's taken over the voting stations. This is a statewide thing, and they're trying to get people to understand the voting process. And Chad acts this out, okay?
Okay.
So why don't we play cut 132.
Okay.
Just want to fill up both sides of that.
I have you now.
Darth Vader.
Close. It is I, Chad Vader.
Oh. Well, hi there. What can I do for you?
The end of rebel interference in our elections is at hand. I am here to assume control of this voting station. Danny.
Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Yes, and not very bright. But it's hard to find good help these days.
Got a bad feeling about this.
I have gathered intelligence reports from several reliable subreddits that the security of this election station has been compromised. It is under the control of the Rebel Alliance. Search your feelings. You know this to be true.
Actually, Chad, elections are run at the local level by thousands of volunteers, like us.
Still, these vote-counting machines are suspect. I don't trust machines, even though I myself am more machine than man. Twisted and efficient. Danny, go find those ballots and start counting them yourself. Do not fail me. You have failed me for the last time, at least a dozen times today, and I'm sick of it. Well, Danny is a colossal disappointment. LinkedIn will feel my wrath. You may have won today, young Padawan. But rest assured, I will raise hell about this on Facebook and several Insta reels.
I suggest a new strategy, Chad. Mm-hmm. Let the voters decide.
There you go. That's
Let the voters decide. Yeah.
Who is this guy? Who made this?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no?
Chad Vader. You guys have really no idea who Chad Vader is?
Who is this?
Thank God. All right, never mind.
What? Well,
I get that it's a takeoff of Darth Vader. Is the guy is the guy's actual name Chad Vader?
Yeah, he was basically an employee at a supermarket.
Okay.
Yeah.
As Chad Vader, and he was constantly being told what to do by the manager of the store.
Okay.
And Chad was very angry about that, and he would treat customers very badly. That is the premise of an entire couple of series on that. So check it out if you can. Chad Vader. In fact, if you want, Catherine gave us a link to that in our emails.
All right. I'll take a look.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Just check it out. And if you're out there listening, and I hope somebody's listening this morning, check it out. Look it up on YouTube. Chad Vader is a fantastic series of pieces that were produced right here in Madison.
Okay.
And it's really fun, funny stuff.
Oh, good.
As if.
Check it out.
Yeah. Darth Vader were in charge of running a store, a grocery store. It's a great premise, by the way. I just love. Here, I'll tell you, we'll play cut 133. This is prior to the one we just heard.
Okay.
Talking about absentee sign up. Of course, that's over now. So.
Hello?
It is I, Chad Vader.
Hi, this is Scott from the county clerk's office. I understand that you have...
Cease your yammering, Commander. I am trying to apply for an absentee ballot, and I'm lost. I have failed myself for the last time.
Okay, it's super easy. You fill in your first name.
Chad.
And your last name.
Vader. This is easy.
Your date of birth.
Long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Okay, did it. Thanks. See you later.
Wait.
What?
Not done yet.
This machine is now asking for my ID.
Your ID. It looks like it's not on file, so you're going to want to click the box that says upload photo ID.
Okay, good talk. Bye-bye. There Absentee is. Ballot registration is now complete. Now back to arguing with people on Facebook.
Relegated to that. Chad Good. Vader, great comedy bit. Mm-hmm. If you have a chance, check it out on YouTube. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You were about to get to something else? I'm sorry, but you've got a rude awakening here.
Okay. Right around the corner, we're talking to Sarah Kieski about her run for the 14th District. And a little bit later on in our 7 o'clock hour, it's Rocker with a Max Inc. preview for the weekend on the John and Gordy Show.
As we were saying, let the sun.
John Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World wraps up with a week in review of the lighter side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.